Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff that we built it just for you. It's almost 14 years old. We update it every day, so you can have new stuff up on the homepage and then stuff that the classic stuff, evergreen information, articles, archives, all the way back for more than 13 years. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Lee Branham is our guest. He's the author of Re-Engage. That's available wherever books are sold. And is it Keep the People or KeepingThePeople.com?
KeepingThePeople.com.
You can find out more about what Lee does, how he helps companies install engagement, get it installed, get it maintained. That's what you do, isn't it, Lee?
It sure is, Jim. I do engagement surveys for companies and, give them a sense of how engaged their own workforce is.
Folks, here's all you got to do to decide whether you need Lee or somebody like Lee to come in and help you. Is your company performing? And you know what? If it's not, it may be time to quit blaming the recession. It might be what we're talking about right now. And so, therefore, Lee, who's in charge? Who's responsible in an organization to get employees engaged and help them maintain that engagement?
Well, the fact is that the employee and the manager are both responsible for being engaged. And one manager told me one time when we were doing an engagement survey, he said, we're constantly getting pressured by these surveys to engage our people. He said, what about challenging the employees to keep themselves engaged? And he had a great point. And that's half of the equation. And I have a whole chapter on that in the book on how to self-engage and we're all employees, no matter if you're a manager or the CEO, who you are. We're all employees. We all need to stay engaged.
One of the things, Lee, that I'm fascinated about is the diversity of generations in the marketplace. And it's unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. In my long multi-decade career, I've never seen as much diversity of generations as we have right now. Is there a difference in engaging a Gen Y than it is engaging a Boomer or a Gen X?
Well, the short answer is yes. I mean, you have to be careful about generalizing because I have two sons who are both millennials, and they're as different as they can be.
Different as night and day, aren't they?
That they are, and so we have to take everyone as an individual.
But still, there are differences between the generations.
Well, that's right, because each generation grows up in a certain time period, and yep, everyone earns the right to see the world the way they see it because the times they grew up in. And what we find in our research is the companies that have the greatest mix of generations have the hardest time keeping them engaged because they have more diversity, they have more different viewpoints and perspectives and ways of communicating and so they have more teamwork issues. If you have mostly boomers or mostly millennials in your company, it's a lot easier. So if you have a good mix of generations, which most companies need to have in order to serve a good mix of customers, then you need to work harder at helping these generations come together.
Well, it's something that I think that a lot of people struggle with is managing the different generations, and I could see where engagement would be one of those issues. But regardless, these are the people you have. This is your company, and you're responsible. And I'm going to say that the owners, the managers, it's not 50-50. I think it's more than 50% on their side to get people engaged. I mean, leaders have to do more than half, in my opinion, of the engagement factor. What do you think?
Well, I agree with that because there's a book called Coaching for Improved Work Performance. And in the book, the author says there are 16 reasons why employees don't do what they're supposed to do. Only one of those reasons is something you can't do anything about, and that's the personal life. personal life situation of the employee. The other 15, you can do something about.
Wow. That's an interesting that's an interesting statistic. So folks, take that to heart. And give us that definition of engagement again, employee engagement.
Okay. It's a heightened emotional and intellectual connection. And by the way, the emotions count five times more than the intellectual part.
Right.
That an employee has for his or her job, organization, manager, or co-workers. In other words, if you can have that connection with your manager, even though you may not have it with the organization, you can still be engaged.
Yeah.
And folks, we need to
take whatever we can get. Hey, Lee, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate
Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen, re-engages his book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.